This is a reading of an excerpt from Benjamin Banneker's letter to Thomas Jefferson regarding the text of the Constitution that was being prepared. It's dated August 19th, 1791. So we do have that date, right? It goes as follows. Sir, I hope I may safely admit, in consequence of that report which hath reached me, that you are a man far less inflexible in sentiments of this nature than many others, that you are measurably friendly and well disposed towards us, and that you are willing and ready to lend your aid and assistance to our relief from those many distresses and numerous calamities to which we are reduced. Now, sir, if this is founded in truth, I apprehend you will embrace every opportunity to eradicate this train of absurd and false ideas and opinions which so generally prevails with respect to us, and that your sentiments are concurrent with mine, which are that one universal Father hath given being to us, and that he hath not only made us all of one flesh, but that he hath also, without partiality, afforded us all the same sensations and endowed us with all the same faculties, and that however variable we may be in society or religion, however diversified in situation or color, we are all of the same family and stand in the same relation to him. Sir, if these are sentiments of which you are fully persuaded, I hope you cannot but acknowledge that it is the indispensable duty of those who maintain for themselves the rights of human nature and possess the obligations of Christianity to extend their power and their influence to the relief of every part of the human race from whatever burden or oppression they may unjustly labor under. And this, I apprehend, a full conviction of the truth and obligation of these principles should lead all to. Sir, I have long been convinced that if your love for yourselves and for those inestimable laws which preserved to you the rights of human nature was founded on sincerity, you could not but be solicitous that every individual of whatever rank or distinction might with you equally enjoy the blessings thereof. Neither could you rest satisfied short of the most active effusion of your exertions in order to their promotion from any state of degradation to which the unjustifiable cruelty and barbarism of men may have reduced them. Sir, I freely and cheerfully acknowledge that I am of the African race, and in that color which is natural to them of the deepest dye, and it is under a sense of the most profound gratitude to the supreme ruler of the universe that I now confess to you that I am not under the state of tyrannical thraldom and inhuman captivity, to which too many of my brethren are doomed, but that I have abundantly tasted the fruition of those blessings which proceed from that free and unequaled liberty with which you are favored, and which I hope you will willingly allow have mercifully received in the immediate hand of that being from whom proceedeth every good and perfect gift. Sir, suffer me to recall to your mind that time in which the arms and tyranny of the British Crown were exerted with every powerful effort in order to reduce you to a state of servitude. Look back, I entreat you, on the variety of dangers to which you were exposed. Reflect on that time, and in which every human aid appeared unavailable, and in which even hope and fortitude wore the aspect of inability to the conflict. And you cannot but be led to a serious and grateful sense of your miraculous and providential preservation. You cannot but acknowledge that the present freedom and tranquility which you enjoy, you have mercifully received, and that it is the peculiar blessing of heaven. This, sir, was a time when you clearly saw into the injustice of a state of slavery, and in which you had just apprehensions of the horrors of its condition. It is now that your abhorrence thereof was so excited that you publicly held forth this true and invaluable doctrine, which is worthy to be recorded and remembered in all succeeding ages. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.